The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning, everybody. This is Peggy. I am so excited to be with all of you on the Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. This is a time for us on Saturday morning to work on ourselves, to create ourselves, and to use the tools and techniques and philosophy of the Think and Grow Rich book that has changed my life and changed thousands, millions worldwide. I'm excited today because amazing guest who's going to be with us. She's going to be bringing her enthusiasm and her processes and thoughts about organized planning. Every time on Saturday morning we have ahas, and I am able to have my co-host, and today I have the magnificent opportunity to have Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, who's going to be sharing her ahas, and I'll share mine after hers. So let me bring on the magnificent Ann McNeil, Master Builder for the masses, my mentor, my guide. And what is your aha about organized planning? And as she's getting ready to come on, Anne has been having some, Anne's traveling, so you know she's going to jump on.
I'm here, just looking for a little help from my friend to open this microphone, Sharon Jackson. Thank you, ma'am. So, Sharon, I just want to remind everybody that this book, Think and Grow Rich, written by Napoleon Hill, was initiated by Andrew Carnegie. When he asked the question to Napoleon Hill, would you be willing to take 20 years of your life and do a research of all of the successful rich people in our day and create a philosophy of success, but I will not pay you a dime. You see, when you talk about organized planning, our plans don't always go the way we think they will. And you see, even though Napoleon Hill had a plan for his life, he also had a goal, because he was already writing a magazine of success. And so when our plans don't go the way we think they should, the universe, God, the spirit, whoever you worship or think of, oftentimes will bring to you every resource you need to make your dreams come true, but we must be willing and be open to receive what it brings. And I say that because, as you know, Bikin, I'm supposed to be in Jamaica right now. That was my plan. I was not going to be able to make this show, but the universe decided differently, and we missed our flight by 1 minute on yesterday, which allowed me to be here with you today to support all of us being on this show. Now, as a part of that, I am able then to share my aha moment, which I'm so very excited about. And for those of us who are using the same Think and Grow Rich book by Napoleon Hill, it's the one that's restored and revised by Russ Cromwell, on page 108 is my aha moment. And it says that when defeat comes, accept it as a signal that your plans are not sound. Rebuild those plans and set sail once more toward your covenanted goal. If you give up before your goal has been reached, you are a quitter. A quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. Lift this sentence out, write it on a piece of paper in letters an inch high, and place it where you will see it every night before you go to sleep and every morning before you wake, before you go to work. Now I want to drop down to the bottom of the same page, Bikin, and share this paragraph. It says, intelligent planning is essential for success in any undertaking designed to accumulate riches. The accumulation of riches by selling personal services. If we desire to make money, because this whole process that we do every Saturday morning is about thinking and growing richer. And every Saturday we bring on guests who share their aha moment. We bring on hosts, who share their aha moment. And so my aha moment in this chapter came from this page to encourage me. First of all, surround myself with intelligent planning people as a part of my tribe, as a part of my mastermind groups, as a part of my team to help me vet my plan. That's what I'm getting out of this, because when I don't succeed at a task or a goal, I tend to look around me and see, okay, maybe those who are around me cannot take me to that next level. How and where do I go to align myself with others in my industry and in my craft as a professional speaker, which is the reason why I'm a member of the National Speakers Association, and also as a contractor, which is one of the reasons why I'm involved in every construction association that I'm aware of that adds value to what I do. So, Bikin, that's my aha moment, and I'm very excited about this chapter. And as we discussed earlier, there's enough content in this chapter alone that we can live in this one chapter all year long because it is full of information. So back to you, Bikin, and that is my aha moment.
Absolutely. I love that you said and shared about, never, ever quit. Having been around my life a long time, that is an absolute thing, never quit. For me, in the organized planning, what was just so fantastic, because I speak so much on leadership and I live leadership and I lead lots of different groups and on boards, and is for me on page 109. When we talk about leadership and being able to have an organized plan, your organized plans requires people. You can't do this alone. No matter how hard you want to be alone, you need people to help you, and it's for you to have the leadership of where you want to go. For me, it says the 11 major factors of leadership, and I want to read some of these statements because I think that now and forever, these are the factors of leadership, and I strive to ensure that I am living them. One is, number one, unwavering courage. Two, self-control. I love this line. The person who lacks self-control can never control others. Three, a keen sense of justice. Without a sense of fairness and justice, no leader can command and retain the respect of his or her followers. Four, definiteness of decision. Individuals who waver in their decisions show that they're not sure of themselves. Five, definiteness of plans. Successful leaders must plan the work and work their plan. Six, the habit of doing more than paid for. One of the penalties of leadership is the necessity of willingness upon the part of leaders to do more than they require of their followers. Seven, a pleasing personality. No slovenly, careless person can become a successful leader. Eight, sympathy and understanding. Successful leaders must be in sympathy with their followers. Nine, mastery of detail. Successful leadership calls for mastery of details of the leader's position. 10, willingness to assume full responsibility. Successful leaders must be willing to assume responsibilities for the mistakes and the shortcomings of their followers. 11. Cooperation. Successful leaders must understand and apply the principle of cooperative effort and be able to induce their followers to do the same. When I read that, I am committed to being the leader, the successful leader that follows those steps. It awakens in me the sense of joy that as a leader, I have an organized plan, just as is this whole chapter is about, of how to be the kind of successful leader that has success, and most importantly, that is gets your followers to want to be with you because you are the kind of leader that people want. And I think that, this book was written back in the 30s, and so it just continues to be so impactful about transformation and an organized planning. If we're not planning what kind of leader we are, we can't get as far as we want to get, no matter what the media can make others look like. Trust me, in the end, it always comes back to bite you. So in organized planning, Think and Grow Rich has 12 steps, specific steps for us to be able to be our highest and best self. And let's listen to what those 12 steps are right now.
Number one is desire. Now, number one is desire.
Back.
Napoleon Hill says that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what he calls auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds will receive everything automatically, but we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because that positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people, imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to look at step six, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number seven is decision, which Napoleon Hill says is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill says that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step eight is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books, I love even the title, 3 Feet from Gold, that those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anybody else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number eight. Step number nine, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody had somebody
who help them to get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us, use the thought, use the knowledge, use the inspiration of other people to help us in achieving our goals. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical. But what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires, that if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spent quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of sex, of step 10, which is sex transmutation. 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting link between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of auto-suggestion and what we're feeding into our minds. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Think and Grow Rich. Isn't it fantastic to hear about those 12 steps? This morning, I have the extreme pleasure of introducing our guest. Her name is Kylene Henry, and she's an entrepreneur, powerful change agent, and staunch advocate for socioeconomic parity. Kylene believes that her faith, character, and mindset of abundance have been the foundations of her continued success. Kylene has been referred to as the follow-up queen as a result of her three P's, professionalism, patience, and persistence in developing relationships and access to resources necessary to create positive impact in the communities she serves. Please welcome Kylene Henry. Hi, Kylene. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today.
I'm excited, and I'm excited to have you, and I am intrigued by you. I love the follow-up queen, and I want you to share a little bit about who you are and what you do, and give me a little tease about about the three P's and the follow-up queen.
Oh, absolutely. So I'll tell you, everything that I spend my time doing, all the people that I spend my time with, it's all really to forward my personal mission, which is, as you mentioned, to really help to promote socioeconomic parity. And I'm very clear on the fact that when I talk about a socioeconomic gap, it's not just a lack of access to money. It's a lack of access to resources. It's a lack of access to ideas. It's a lack of access to relationships that would be necessary to help one to get outside of one's, current position or whatever position they were born into or that they're living in at that particular time. And so How I'm able to do that is in a few different ways. You know, really the first piece is my, you know, profession, which I'm a financial advisor, and I work with individuals, I work with businesses, I work with organizations to help them to really gain clarity around what their goals are and have access to the level of expertise and planning, financial planning resources necessary to be really good shepherds of what they're what they have. We live in one of the greatest countries in the world. We can have our freedom of religion. We can have great health. We can have our family. But without economic resources, life is very hard. So really starting at some of those basic needs. The second way that I do that is through service. And so I, you know, choose to spend my free time serving within the community. That's a top priority to me. I serve as a volunteer and mentor to young girls. I am a the chapter president of the Detroit area NAPWIC chapter, and I work with a few other nonprofits, and all of these organizations are helping to address those topics that I suggested, and that's lack of access to resources, ideas, and relationships. And so in every aspect of service, I'm always trying to connect people to new ideas, resources, and relationships that will help them to be able to expand their reach and expand whatever their, you know, whatever they may currently have access to, understanding that the world is so much bigger than our block, our neighbor school, our neighborhood, our middle school, or our high school. And then the third piece of what I do is advocacy. And so that's learning about these individual stories of people who may not be able to take advantage of an apprenticeship program because they don't have transportation, or perhaps maybe they don't have childcare, or perhaps maybe there's some red tape that's getting in their way. Advocating for individuals that may not have access to the relationships and resources necessary to know how to advocate on behalf of themselves. You know, knocking on doors for people that are seeking to get into political office that have similar values that I have, that I believe are going to support the people that they will be serving, and that understand that they will be serving, and that, you know, they are, you know, employed basically by the people, and it's their job to get to know the folks that they are representing and, you know, going to be responsible, you know, to help with legislation and rules and regulations that will hopefully help them to live lives of great well-being. So, you know, in order to do all of those things, just to culminate, I have to be professional, I have to be patient, and I have to be persistent because, you know, everybody isn't as laser-focused on those items that I've mentioned to you all, and so I understand that. And so it really takes developing relationships, and that doesn't happen overnight. And so I just have to be really focused. And I think that's why I think organized planning was a great opportunity for me to have conversation with you all, because that's very important. It's very important in order for me to be able to, you know, execute with excellence the way that I do consistently and the way I've been doing for the past probably 10 years.
I love how you, as you were talking, was putting together triangles. As you know, you have your triangles of your business, your service, your advocacy, a triangle overlaying that of your professionalism, your patience, and your persistence, and then your triangle over the dealing with the lack of access of people, opportunities, and organizations. So you think in triangles. I do too, so I always resonate with people that have that. I'm curious about, you know, you've been reading Think and Grow Rich, and certainly you've read about the organized planning. Would you share with us about how you've applied the organized planning into your world, and if there is a specific page that resonated with you regarding the organized planning?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so I want to start by saying, to Ms. Ann McNeil, the master builder's point, she mentioned the piece about temporary defeat and intelligent planning, and being aware of the people that are around you. If you're having trouble and you're giving forth your effort, then you may need to shift where you're spending your time or who you are relying upon as far as your mastermind group. And it doesn't mean that the people that you are around are not successful or are not competent, but they may not have the specialized knowledge or, you know, ideas that are going to be necessary to get whatever it is that your plan is to help you to cultivate and get to the next level. And so the piece that I looked at or wanted to share today was on page 107. And basically it says, just keep this fact in mind and remember, when your plans fail, that temporary defeat is not permanent failure. It may only mean that your plans have not been sound. Build other plans, start over again. And so that's the biggest thing, to start.
I love it. Hold on a minute, because we're going to go to commercial for a second. We're going to come back.
Okay.
Those that are listening, we're listening to Tyene Henry, and we'll be right back after commercial.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2.
Welcome back. We're listening to Tyene Henry.
Hi, Pagine.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You'll have to bear with me as I'm working all this, but I just want to remind everybody that Tyene Henry is our guest today. She owns and operates a professional financial services practice and a strategic business consulting firm. She also serves as president of the Detroit Area National Association of Black Women in Construction. So I'm glad that you were just sharing what you shared about how you look at organized planning and your alignment with Ann McNeil, our own mastermind builder and the founder of the International Association of Masterminders. So how do you scrunch this down for yourself on a daily basis about organized planning? Bring us down to a daily activity or how you plan that to help us with your planning goals and your mission.
Absolutely. So on a daily basis, you know, it really comes down to your point and your aha moment on leadership, right? And so to compartmentalize, because I'm a visionary, so I see things, you know, I understand that what I'm passionate about today, I may not really see those fruits for the next 7 or 10 years, but I have to be organized to make sure that I'm being efficient. And so these, just to break down the different areas on a daily basis that I am moving forward, it takes leadership, to your point, leadership of myself. So making sure that I'm in control of my thoughts, I'm aware of what I'm thinking, and I'm focused on what my goals are. And my goals are always pertaining to, you know, my relationship with God first, my family, next is my financial practice and business consulting. And after that are my civic or nonprofit endeavors. And so I really work that out by planning, you know, the week out. I use, you know, a calendar. I operate off of a calendar. I always have priorities of things that I want to complete within a day, within the week, within a month. And I am consistently each day doing a practice called posting and planning. So I am, you know, looking at what did I accomplish today, you know, what do I need to follow up on based upon what I've learned or who I've met today, and, you know, what's going to carry over to tomorrow. And then looking at the week and the monthly goals. And so every day that's something that I have to do, and I have to apply that same mechanism to all of those different spaces that I mentioned. So that's the professional, there's my family, and then there's the financial aspects. And so that's how I stay organized. I write everything down, and I use a calendar. And I'm really honest with myself because there's times where there's some days where, you know, I allow a temporary defeat to throw me off for a few hours and I lose productivity. But the fact that I actually take the time to document and review my activity for the day, you know, even down to the week and on a monthly basis as well, it helped me to really be realistic and understand that, you know, temporary defeat really means nothing because the next day can come a major victory. And so it's really important that, you know, that piece that I read on 107, that you start over again. And so the quicker you can begin to minimize those valleys of, you know, defeat, whether it's an appointment that didn't keep or a grant that didn't come through or a big client that you, you know, really wanted to get and you worked hard to get and they fall off, you know, minimizing that time that you're sulking and just moving on to the next thing because there's something even better around the corner, but you can't get there if you're stuck in, you know, whatever hasn't worked. You've got to reinvent that plan and start again.
Wow, I am loving your process. And the two things that were coming up, you sound extremely organized and efficient, which is wonderful. And I know that you've talked to people, you talk to such a wide variety of people who are learning this, these tools that you're teaching and you're inspiring them through your service work and your volunteer work. How do you help those individuals who see what, hear what you're saying and see what you're doing, but in their minds and in their hearts, what they're saying is, I can't do that. I'm that's not my style. How do you help them see that any person can do this and it starts small? What do you do with them? How do you talk to them?
You know, typically it's really just identifying what is their true, what are they really trying to accomplish? You know, and once people can really have clarity around what they want to do, then being very direct and specific about asking them what is getting in their way. And I think that it really takes honest communication. And I'll ask people sometimes, you know, do they want me to be diplomatic or do they want me to be objective? You know, it doesn't help anything to kind of tiptoe around certain issues. You know, it's really, in my opinion, it's about being direct. It's about being considerate and listening. And typically when I listen and I continue to ask people questions, well, why is that important to you? Okay, and where did you learn that? And tell me more about that experience. People bring themselves to action. But there's always going to be people that may not be ready because it's all about timing and it's all about the desires of one's heart. And one of the areas that, you know, when we talk about causes of failure, it's procrastination and indecision. So sometimes just making people aware of that idea, and that's why I'm always, you know, suggesting that people check out Think and Grow Rich, even if they just want to listen to the audiobook, because a lot of it is just our personal, our mindset and the way that we think. And I don't have it mastered by any means. I am a constant work in progress, but I can see the fruits of my labor. I can see the progress that I'm making, and the more success that I experience, it seems the more success and opportunities that continue to come my way. So just to answer your question, it's really about being direct and providing people, asking those questions and listening, but also providing people with those ideas, you know, such as understanding that people fail because they procrastinate and they don't make decisions. And the only way we can move from our current circumstance is to be able to, you know, be decisive and take action. And if something doesn't work, then we have to start over again. But nothing will happen or change if we continue to do the same things that that we're currently doing. We're not going to get different results.
Wow. I am loving your energy, your focus, just how you ask your questions. I love that. What is getting in the way? And I can be diplomatic or you want me to be straightforward and being really asking them so many questions about what is important to them and bringing people out. For those of you that are just joining us, we're talking to Tylene Henry. Tylene Henry is, she serves on Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence's Women's Advisory Committee. She's a longtime mentor and volunteer facilitator of Youth for Global Health and Social Justice. She owns and operates a professional financial services practice and strategic business consulting firm. For those of you who are listening also, we really want to hear from you. So press 1 if you have any questions, if you want to come on and share. Also go to the chat area so that you can post, and our esteemed behind-the-scenes person, Sharon, is monitoring all that. So if you do want to have any, if you have any comments or want to share anything, Sharon will respond to you and then bring you on air. The other thing that I want to remind everybody is that we can't do this alone. And so every year on January 5th for 2020 is the International Mastermind event. It's the annual report in. Who have you become over the last year? And the report out of who you will become over the next 5 years. It's a phenomenal gathering in Boca Raton. If you're really interested in growing yourself, expanding yourself, and working on your plan for the future, reviewing where you've been and preparing for the future, join us at the International Masterminders with an S.com, where there's more information about the International Mastermind event, the annual report in. We're going to go to commercial break. And while we do that, if you have questions, just come on. We're going to continue this fabulous conversation with Tylene Henry in just a few minutes.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And McNeil, I know that you have something to say about all of this, and I wanted to bring you on and share your brilliance and support of Tylene Henry.
Yes, I'm just really curious, Tylene. How did you come about this book to start this journey? Because if you could share that, I think it's so important, because so many people have read the book before but have not allowed the book to read them. So can you share with us, how did that process start for you?
Absolutely. So it started with a desire to, you know, grow my business and expand my territory. And I, you know, was coming to South Florida, and I was looking for minority-owned engineering firms. I came across NCO Construction and saw this fabulous black woman standing on top of construction sites with a hard hat on in the 80s, and I was like, wow, this is an amazing person. And so that's how I, you know, reached out to NCO. So being persistent, finally got someone on the line that asked me a million questions, and it happened to be the master builder herself, Ms. Ann McNeil, and I arranged to come into South Florida a day early, and that's how I, you know, got introduced to the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and that is how I was introduced to Think and Grow Rich. It started off by joining the call on Friday morning, and I got the Audible version of the book, and I just began to listen to it every morning, you know, in the evenings when I was cleaning, sometimes I would just be sitting there, and I mean, I've probably been through the book at least 7 or 8 times, but just recently, within the last year, I've gotten a hard copy, and I feel like it's just kind of taken things to a whole nother level. And so my participation in the mastermind group, I really find that, you know, when I'm making my accountability for myself and my business for the following week, that I'm actually executing, because there's something to accountability. And now I'm at the point where I'm really identifying potential members of another of my own mastermind group, because there's different aspects of my business and my life that I think there will be different people that will be able to help me to get those things to the next level. So it's just been really powerful in my life. My son is 13 years old, and we listen to it together. And some of the comments that he has, you know, at times about mindset, you know, I know that he's listening, and I know you have to be ready for it, right? It's not something that you just execute at any time, but I really think it's going to have a positive impact if we can begin to share these principles with our children, because all of the time that we've spent, you know, until we come to learn these secrets that are right in front of us. We could shorten that time if we can begin to expose our youth to these principles.
Thank you so much. But, you know, I had no idea. Sorry, again, I just wanted to respond to her because, of course, I had no idea that our meeting was your very first time, so I did not know you were going to respond like that. So thank you so very much. But you bring up another point for me, and I just want to let everybody know that I am in the airport. So if you hear some noise in the background, that is me getting ready to board my flight to Jamaica. Yes. So I wanted to just make sure that I comment, though, Talene, because you said something that was very important, and the fact that, one, you listen with your child. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And it is intentional. It's not by accident. And when you said that, it brought up a memory for me that all, you know, my daughters grew up with this book and their lives are the demonstration of it. My grandson, Malachi Monroe, grew up with this book from second grade and his life is a demonstration. And right now, I don't want y'all to laugh at me, but yes, I'm working on my 2-year-old granddaughter, Rajania, and as I'm listening in the car, she's listening, and it is a phenomenal experience. But to do it intentionally, and McCain mentioned about our annual meeting that we host for your life every January, the first Saturday in January, so I just want to reiterate that because I often ask the question when I coach business owners and individuals. Just imagine what would you do if you had to go before a tribunal at the first of every year to give an account for your life and 365 days that you have just invested or spent, and that tribunal gets to determine whether or not you will get another 365 days. What would you do if you really did not do what you said you were going to do in the last 365? Why should you get another 365 days to do nothing or to miss your goals or to have no goals? And so when people come on and they listen to us every single Saturday now, we've been on this show now for over 11 years, we are here to encourage people to consider setting goals in every area of your life. Create a mastermind group of accountability using this book as a background, as a foundation of support to help you achieve your goals with a mastermind group of accountability. But for every area of your life, and Talene said it, many people that we align ourselves with, they can't take us to the next level in different areas. I was fortunate this week to participate in an event held by Del Toro McNeil, and I would encourage any of you, and I've done 3 of his events, and I've invested in my grandson to do 3 of his events. And if you have an opportunity to connect with Del Toro McNeil at any level, he's doing a Crush the Stage, he's doing an FTX event. Yes, this is not just about me or us for IMA. It is about what resources can we bring to help take all of us to the next level. I support that brother. My life and my family has been different because of my association with him and helping us have a difference of mindset as we shift our thinking with others who are shifting their thinking also in a mastermind environment, a large mastermind environment. And so, again, Talene, I want to thank you for just what you do and how you support so very many people. And I think we're going to have you come back and talk about something we've been sharing about second chances. So we won't get into that this show because this show really is about the book. But I think the book is a really good tool for people who need a second chance. And so maybe there's something we can do by connecting with the Napoleon Hill Foundation and possibly getting this book in the hands of people who are incarcerated or who've been incarcerated and are looking to change their lives with different chances. And for the grace of God, go each and every one of us. We could all be behind bars. And some of us are in prison and behind bars, but we're just free. Our mind is in prison, but our body is free, but our mind may still be enslaved. So, Patina, as you can tell, I'm very excited. I'm going to turn it back over to you. But as your co-host, I want to thank you also, Patina. You've done a phenomenal job this morning. And just listen to Talene share about who she is and what she does, I think it's very encouraging. We do want to remind our callers and listeners, if you want to participate in this show, just press 1 on your dial, and we will bring you in to this awesome conversation. So back to you, please, Patina.
Thank you so much. And, you know, I every time I hear Anne share and talk, I'm writing things down. And, you know, when you think about that 365-day tribunal, going before that and saying, you know, did you serve? Did you do what you said you were going to do? And should you get another 365 days going forward? Whoa, that is powerful information, a powerful imagination for yourself of, you know, imagining where you want to be, where you want to go. And Tyene, Henry, I don't know your story about second chances, but I think that we're always getting second chances, third chances. With my pace, thank goodness I have 15 chances to keep on stepping in and stepping up. But I want
absolutely
listening. Yeah, so I want to just remind everybody that we're talking to Tyene Henry, who's an entrepreneur, powerful change agent, and staunch advocate for socioeconomic parity. She is on the board of the Rhonda Walker Foundation. She serves on the board of the Fresh Perspective Seminars and is a volunteer facilitator for the Youth for Global Health and Social Justice. She's also the president of the Detroit Area National Association of Black Women in Construction, which has become a movement growing across the country. So you are busy, and you're a mother, and you're a parent. Well, parent and mother, same thing, but you have all of these things that you're juggling. How do you manage to run two businesses, be a parent, volunteer, and lead a powerful Detroit Area chapter?
Well, I think it's because I don't see them as being separate. So all of those things are very much so integrated. And when we talk about second chances, one of the reasons I was really drawn to NABWIC and a part of why I was open to, you know, accepting the nomination for presidency is the fact that when you think about socioeconomic parity, returning citizens, you know, that have had troubles with the law, they have challenges getting employment. And I see the skilled trades and build professions as an avenue that people can have and earn a living wage that they can actually take care of their families. They can become entrepreneurs or business owners if that's what they want to do. And they can rebuild communities. And, you know, that's something that to me is in definite alignment with my mission and vision. And when you think about economic capacity, there's a lot of money in building and development in general. And so if I can bring my level of expertise as it comes to, you know, financial advising and providing financial strategies to help us to be good shepherds of what we have, you know, it's really interconnected. And as family is concerned, you know, I engage my son very much so in everything that I do. When I served with the NAACP in Oakland County, he would come with me to board members at 3 years old, board meetings at 3 years old. He has been out with me as we were supporting one of our Detroit area members, which is one of the first African-American city councilwoman in the city of Westland, Michigan. My son was out with me knocking on doors as we were supporting her. You know, I've been in the office working, and I've picked him up from home and brought him back with me, and I gave him a script, and he's called, you know, NABWIC members to give them a friendly reminder that our meeting is coming up. You know, he has learned so much and can really navigate in various spaces because he's had the exposure. And it's not all about work. We have a lot of fun, too. But he understands that we have a duty to be of service to others and that we are very blessed and fortunate to, you know, live in one of the greatest countries in the world and to have our freedom of religion and have our family. But we have to work in order to have, you know, really be able to enjoy those freedoms. And we also have a duty and a responsibility to help, you know, pave a way and help others as well. And so, as I said, it's very much so connected. And you know, I just enjoy it. So it's really not work to me.
I'm imagining your son calling your members to remind them about meetings and probably way more effective in engaging people and having them. I could just imagine them hearing this young voice, "Hello, I want you to come to my meeting," and how awesome for him to learn about calling and follow-up and engagement of individuals just by reminding them that it exists. I wanted to ask you about the concept of, you mentioned several times, economic capacity. And I think it's really important for viewers to hear what that means and how you see that for all, especially as we're applying it with Think and Grow Rich. Can you talk a little bit more about economic capacity and what that means to you and educate the listeners?
Absolutely. So we can talk about that in another trifecta, so personally. Let's just give an example. You know, if I can love my child as much as anyone else, but let's say they need to, he needs some additional support in math, or let's say he wants to play a sport or an instrument. If I don't have the economic capacity to feed that talent or that gift, then there is a disadvantage there. If I don't have the economic capacity for him to be exposed to certain things, there is a disadvantage there. When we talk about a socioeconomic disadvantage, you know, I will tell you that being a business owner and growing my business, there are certain things that, or experiences that I would love for my son to have, but maybe they're not in my, you know, my financial plan or budget at this time. Due to the relationships that I have developed and the service that I've provided, I've been able to expose him to things that he would not have may at that particular point in his life been exposed to. You know, for instance, we're traveling to Dakar, Senegal next month with Youth for Global Health and Social Justice. That happened because mom was patient, persistent, and professional with following up with a wonderful woman that started that organization, which I didn't even know when I met her. Her name is Dr. Cheryl Simmons. And as a result of that follow-up, as a result of bringing some value to the organization and relationships, you know, he was able to apply and get into the program, and we're going to be traveling to Dakar, Senegal. That's not an endeavor that I would have been prepared individually to be able to do, you know, by ourselves at this particular point in time, but it's an opportunity that would not have presented itself if I didn't have some relationships and still need some economic capacity. So when we talk about that disparity, it's not that people don't have the ability. It's not that people don't have a desire, but sometimes they don't have the relationship or the money that's necessary. So as a social change agent, if I can connect people with opportunities that their children may be able to study abroad, if I can connect businesses with, you know, programs like Goldman Sachs, because maybe this business is, you know, working so hard on their business that they don't know that there's resources out there that can help them to take their business to the next level. If I can be a mentor to a young lady that, you know, may have a great family household, but, you know, it's great to have someone that you feel comfortable to say that, hey, my, you know, best friend is dating a guy I had a crush on or whatever the case is. It may not seem like it's related, but that has to do with our self-esteem and how we feel about ourselves. And that's our foundation in which we need to be, you know, which will help us to be able to explore life and, you know, seek out to be excellent in all that we do. And so sometimes if we don't have those relationships, if we don't have ideas, if we don't have resources, we become, you know, somewhat depressed and oppressed because we may not know what those opportunities are. And so, you know, those are, when I talk about economic capacity, that's pretty much it. And then just professionally, if you're a business and maybe you have the capacity to do a really great, a big job, let's say it's millions of dollars, if you don't have the bonding capacity to be able to be positioned to take, to submit a bid for that job, then you don't get the opportunity to grow to that next level, you know, and have that revenue come into your business because you don't have the economic capacity. And so when we talk about going back to, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish what you were just saying. That's great.
I was just going to say when we talk about the financial planning piece and being a financial advisor, you know, that is the piece that helping people to be good shepherds of what they have, helping them to understand that they can do things today that are going to not only help them in their future but also help the next generation. It takes a plan. It takes a strategic plan. And so I am that person on someone's team that can be able to help them identify what are the things they need to do today to make sure they're positioned to continue to live their life the way they're living it, grow their business, and have a, you know, establish a legacy. And so all of that comes down to, you know, having a plan. And so, as I said, it's all connected, and it requires some vision, and it requires people to take action, because there's a lot of people out here that have liabilities that they think are assets, and they've got assets that they think are liabilities. And without someone that's an expert, that's trustworthy, that's confident, that's licensed, that's patient, persistent, and professional, then it's very difficult to be able to take yourself to the next level if you're not born, you know, a trust fund baby with, you know, millions of dollars. But we can definitely put our future generations in that position. It does not take a whole lot, but you have to take the time to plan. You have to stop procrastinating.
How can people find you? What's the best way for them to reach out to you?
I have a website. It's called TyleneHenry.com. That's my first name and last name.com. I can also be reached via telephone. So my phone number is 313-242-7315. But the website is a really good place to reach me, because you can see my civic engagement. You can find my financial blog, which is continuing to grow, and just learn more about me, because it's all about fit.
Right. So Tylene Henry is TyleneHenry.com, Tylene Henry, to reach out to her. Tylene, I just want to be able to share, as you were talking about economic capacity, I sometimes get feelings, and I needed to share. Somebody on this phone that's listening in right now must have a teenager who is brilliant and smart and does all the right things, and your wallet and your savings may not be the kind that could get them into the absolute best colleges in the world, like Amherst and Wellesley and Harvard and Columbia. There is a resource for you. I highly recommend that you go apply. The applications need to be in by October or earlier, but check out QuestBridge, QUESTBRIDGE.org, QuestBridge.org. QuestBridge provides, connects the best colleges in the United States with the best students who may not have the economic ability to go to those colleges. What they do is they provide full-ride scholarships, including room and board, all the books, healthcare, and some of the colleges even provide travel back and forth home. So for those of you that are listening saying, I've got this amazing child, They do so much in the community. They are mini Tyler Henrys. Check out QuestBridge.org. For somebody that's listening, I just feel like they needed to know that information. Tyler Henry, you are amazing, brilliant. Your thoughts and your processes and how you look at the world is amazing, and we just are honored to have you with us. For those of you that are listening, We read Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, compiled by Ross Cornwell from Mind Power Press. And we're going to go. I wanted to thank first Tyler. Thank you so much for being on this show. Tylene, I'm sorry. Thank you so much for being on the show with us. You've been amazing and brilliant. You have me mind blown by all that you have offered. Sharon, our behind-the-scenes person, thank you so much for all your support and help. And if you're around, can you get some words of from your brilliance?
Yes, yes, I am. But I really want to just connect Tylene Henry also with Thomasina Williams, what she's doing with empowering families and legacies. And I think that there's a lot of synergy here. So I would love to connect the two of you. The name of her business is Sankofa, and she does a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal job. So I'll make sure I connect the two of you offline, and I have so many aha moments just from your comments, but I know we're at the top of the hour, and we're getting ready to jump off. So we're going to have you back, Kylene, and talk about a number of different things. And it has been an awesome show, as always, but, you know, every time is different. And so you've added a great value to what we do, and I hope that we've done the
Thank
same.
Thank you.
I want to remind everybody to join us next week. We're going to have another awesome guest. And if you are interested, we just also added Tylene's website, T-Y-L-E-N-E, Henry, H-E-N-R-Y.com, to our page here for Blog Talk. So you can reach out to her for additional information. All right, now go back on mute because I'm still in the airport getting ready to board my flight. Thanks. So, Bettine, we can go ahead and wrap up. Thank you, Sharon.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.